Tournament Cubs Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against Montgomery is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Roman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colhorse Food, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Courier Construction, and Mr. Gaddis and Brenham. We'll go out to the field and your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with the classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Fireman's Park Stadium. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Thursday evening, on the eve of Good Friday. And tonight, the Brenham Cubs looking to bounce back after a tough loss to Montgomery this past Tuesday and trying to even up the series, and more importantly, Cubs still looking for their first district win.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. Should we say it was a tough loss if you get shut out, you know, 4-0? I don't know if it's a tough loss or not. It's a loss, and it goes in the books as a loss. And, you know, in the world's worst way, you know, the Cubs need a district win. And, you know, here we are back at Fireman's Park. Hopefully it'll happen this evening.
We certainly hope so. The Cubs have been just kind of snake bit here in these first few games in district, and just I think a win tonight would help do a lot for the confidence for this team.
Oh, there, no doubt about it. That's it's been a few games since we've seen a W. So
yeah,
again, go back. We need a win in the world's worst way, and you know, maybe if we could get that first district win, as you said, get some momentum moving forward, and, you know, maybe the wins will pile up a little bit.
That's certainly the hope, and we will talk some more about it on the pregame here. But first, let's send it back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Coke Horse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
All right, as we come back here, we are counting down to the start of tonight's game between the Brenham Cubs and the Montgomery Bears, and we take a look at our district standings right now. And right now we have a tie up at the top of district with A&M Consolidated and Magnolia West. They're both 5-0 in district. Meanwhile, it is Lake Creek is in third place right now. They're 4-1. In fourth place is Magnolia. They're 3-2. In fifth place is College Station. They're 2-3. In sixth place right now is Montgomery. They're 1-4. And then bringing up the rear, you have Brenham and Rudder. They're both in seventh place right now at 0-5. And, the game's coming up later on tonight. You've got Magnolia's at Lake Creek, Magnolia West at College Station, and A&M Consolidated at Rudder. So, that's a look at where the district standing right now. And tight race with just two games separating the top four teams at the top, or the four teams at the top there.
No doubt about it. And one question just got answered. Mag West beat College Station.
Yes, it did.
And Mag West. So,
yeah,
Mag,
2-0.
Oh, my goodness. What a ball game. What a ball game.
So. And so Mag West and A&M Consolidated tied at the top of the standings. And that's going to be an interesting race there. Now, the Cubs, after tonight, they will have two with Brian Rudder next week. So as we were talking about earlier, the need for a win here. And then if you could get two from Rudder, then you're not as – then that helps get you in a lot better shape going the rest
right.
of the way.
It makes that makes the record look just a little bit better.
And so. Hopefully, as we said, start getting some confidence rolling. And coming up next, we're going to take a look at our starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios again, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybug Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And as we come back here to Fireman's Park, want to mention, even though the Cubs and Cubettes will be off tomorrow, the Blinn College baseball and softball both in action tomorrow afternoon. The Buccaneer softball team will be hosting Alvin College in a doubleheader at 1 o'clock out at Holt Park. And the Buccaneer baseball team also hosting Alvin, and they've got a doubleheader at 2 o'clock over at Leroy Dreyer Field. So after you get through with Good Friday services tomorrow morning, head on out. Should be a great day for some baseball or softball action.
No doubt about it. We're finally getting a little bit calmer weather.
More seasonal.
More seasonal. Yeah, that's good. I love that. That's better. That's much better than the way I said it. But tell you what, Monday, Tuesday, and even yesterday morning was a tad bit on the chilly side.
Yeah. And now it's time to take a look at your starting lineups, and they're brought to you tonight by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Montgomery Bears, leading it off will be the designated hitter, Cam Cluett. And then batting second will be the left fielder, Grant Richardson. Batting third will be the pitcher, Wyatt Cluett. Batting fourth, right fielder, Chase Hyatt. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Bryce Navarre. Batting sixth will be the third baseman, Stratton Dyer. Batting seventh, shortstop, Will McKenzie. Batting eighth will be the center fielder, Kylan Carver. Batting ninth, catcher, Drake Cox. And playing second base will be Carson Nelson. Now your starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs. It'll be Owen Finke leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Barrett Coring. Batting third, first baseman, Drake Benke. Batting fourth will be the right fielder, Luke Hardy. Batting fifth, second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter, Grady G. And Grady is hitting for tonight's starting pitcher, Braden Goss. Batting seventh will be the catcher, Tanner Reese. Batting eighth, third baseman, Caleb Maurer. And batting ninth will be the left fielder, Brady Rao. And that is your lineup for both these teams, brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. And back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com. And check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
And as we come back here, we got the coaches meeting with the umpires. And while they're doing that, we've got the it's time for our game time weather update. And our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College, with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit their website at blinn.edu. And right now we've got sunny skies and 73 degrees in Brenham. And our sunset tonight scheduled for 7:42. Overnight we are scheduled to get down to 59 degrees. And then on your Saturday, 81 for the high. And it looks like a great weekend altogether. Just a slight breeze blowing at 5 miles an hour and humidity at 50%, and looks like a good night for some baseball. And in the meantime, while they're doing the visitor lineup, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
HEB is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. HEB in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at HEB in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, and now it's time for the Brenham Cubs and lineup, and let's go to Melanie Rao, who's doing the intros tonight.
The three-hole is first baseman, number 22, sophomore, Drake Binky. Batting cleanup in right field is number 19, freshman, Luke Hardy. Batting fifth at second base, number 9, sophomore, Landry Mendoza. Hitting sixth and DHing tonight is number 7, Grady G. Batting seventh, behind the plate tonight, number three, senior Tanner Reese. In the eighth spot at third base, number 10, sophomore Caleb Maurer. And in the ninth spot, playing left field, number 11, junior Brady Rao. And taking the mound tonight for the Cubs is senior number 5, Braden Goss. The reserves for tonight's game, Dawson Kime, number 4, Austin Maurer, number 6, Logan Mason, number 12, Brett Campbell, number 14, Blaine Bartlett, number 15, Philip Peel, number 16, Brody Heyman, number 17, Preston Lee, number 20, Cannon Crater, number 24, and Brady Bunker, number 25. Brenham's coaching staff includes head coach Chase Wheaton and assistant coaches Colin Joswalk and Seth Spivey. At this time, I ask everyone to please stand and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
For the pregame, and we'll be back with our first pitch after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right. right, here we go. And it'll be Cam Cluett, the designated hitter, to lead things off for Montgomery. And for the Cubs, Braden Goss out there on the hill. Senior right-hander. And the first pitch is going to be sent out to left field. And over is Brady Rao. One pitch, one out. Just like we like it. First pitch thrown at 7:01.
Good way to start the game.
And number one, the left fielder, Grant Richardson.
And Grant Richardson, the batter, another right-hander in there. Pitch foul away. Montgomery in some new uniforms. Kind of almost like a Chicago White Sox type of
uniform. You're pretty doggone close, Doug. Good point. Pinstripe pants, dark tops.
I'm so used to being purple all these years. And that one outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. We're just underway here at Fireman's Park on a Thursday night. And foul tip into the mitt, and it's 1-2.
Well, Braden came with curveball, a little off speed there. Couldn't catch up to it.
Goss comes set. And the next pitch. Swung and a miss. Got him on strikes. And two quick outs there for Goss, and that'll bring up Wyatt Clement. Wyatt Clement, the pitcher. And this will be the first lefty for Goss to face this evening. Goss working to Tanner Reese behind the plate, right side of the infield. Drake Benke at first, Landry Mendoza at second. Left side, Owen Finke at short, Caleb Maurer at third. And the first pitch to Clement outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Got Barrett Coring in center, flanked and right by Luke Hardy, and in left by Brady Rao.
A little on the lanky side.
Yep. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Good fastball there by Goss. And the one swung out and missed, and it is 1-2.
Cubs need a quick victory tonight, Doug, so we can go and watch the Cougars.
There you go. And that one just missing, and it's 2-2.
Just off that outside corner.
And Goss ready with a 2-2. And that one's going to be sent out to center. Coring over, and he'll make the grab for out number three. So in that inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Montgomery nothing. Cubs coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice best pizza and wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeggerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And on we go to the bottom half of the first inning. And it's Wyatt Kluett on the hill for Montgomery. He's working at Drake Cox back behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Bryson Navarre at first. Carson Nelson at second. Left side of the infield, Will McKenzie at short. Stratton Dyer at third. Into the outfield, it's Kylan Carver in center. Flanked and right by Chase Hyatt and left by Grant Richardson. And Kluett finishing his warm-up tosses. He'll be looking at Owen Finke, Barrett Coring, and Drake Benke.
First thing, number 8, Owen Finke, the shortstop.
Finke back into the leadoff spot. He's flipped around in the lineup. Usually he's either first or second. Freshman shortstop. And pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Band still filing in here at Fireman's. I'm going to get a good seat for the game. And next pitch, ticking for a ball. Oh, no, he called it. That's a late strike there.
As I mentioned, Doug.
Yeah.
Same blue as last week.
Yeah.
We'll have to get accustomed to
that. I mean, that was even more delayed than last week.
Yeah, really.
1-1 pitch. Yeah, it's ball two, 2-1.
Walk's good as a hit.
Absolutely. Right now, that's a big thing is just getting some base runners. And the pitch to Finke, and it's a dribbler up the first base side. Clue it over. He'll flip to first, and that's out number one. And now that's going to bring up Barrett Coring.
Yeah, really number two, Barrett Coring, the center fielder.
Kluett ready. And next pitch coming. And it's up high, a ball, 1-0.
Kluett came with curveball that time, Doug. Up a little up.
And now fastball. And that is in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
Good job there, Doug. You figured out the umpire.
Yeah. I was slowing it down just enough to give him time to make the call. And next pitch outside that time, and it's 2-1. And that one is going to be down low for a ball, and it's 3-1. And Coring fouls this one over into the Cub on deck circle where Benke was waiting. And it'll be 3 balls, 2 strikes. And that one back up the middle in between the pitcher's legs and out into center field. And a base hit for Coring.
Oh, nice piece of hitting there by Barrett. Got a pitch right down the center of the plate. Took it, does like he's supposed to. Sent it right back up the middle.
And there's no time for the pitcher to react either. And that'll bring up Drake Benke. Benke had all 3 hits for the Cubs in Tuesday night's game. And looking to continue his pace here. And pitching, that one's going to be sent a high fly ball and foul down the right field line.
Really, really curious to see how their coach will, you know, pitch. But he went right at Drake Benke.
And throw over and going back in safe. Yeah, that one is taken on the outside part of the plate for a ball, and it's 1-1 on Benke. Throw over, and back in safely is Coring.
For a right-hander, good, pretty quick move.
And Benke fouls that one away.
Out front again.
Yep, and it's one ball and two strikes. Benke, sophomore first baseman. And pitches up and in a ball, and it's 2-2 now on Benke.
Kluge came in with high heat. Good eye there by Drake. Laid off that high pitch.
2-2 count. And that one, line drive back to the pitcher, and they're going to double off Coring at first. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the second inning. No score here for Firemen's. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
Subway, freshly sliced. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And Braden Goss warming up for the top of the second inning. They'll be looking at the middle of the Montgomery batting order. Chase Hyatt, Bryce Navarre, and Stratton Dyer.
Chase Hyatt, right fielder.
And Hyatt will start things off here against Goss. Waiting on the first pitch. And he swings and misses 0-1. Long look in, and there's the next pitch. There we go. There's the strike.
I was getting ready to say, where was that pitch?
Yeah. Yeah, that one foul away. That'll hold the count at 0-2. For a ball, 1-2.
I'm going to say a positive negative here. One thing I like about Montgomery, I like those knee-high pants.
Yeah.
That's old school.
And the pie for a ball. two balls and two strikes here on Hyatt.
Not saying that Brenham's is bad, no. But, you know, that's not all the Brenham boys are. A lot of them are.
Yeah, that one outside, and he's after being ahead 0-2, he's now and falling behind 3-2.
Now settle down here, Braden. You just
and that was a little looper, and that is going to drop into left field for an opposite field single for Hyatt.
That's what you call a good at bat for Hyatt.
Yeah, take all those pitches and still get the single.
Now stepping to the plate, number 7, Bryce Navarre, the left fielder.
First and throw down and almost overthrew Benke. Benke had to reach up and grab that one and pull it down before that throw ended up in the bullpen. And pitch coming, that one is foul up the first base side. Benke gave chase, but it was to no avail. Is taken for a ball.
Thought about bunting, backed off.
You wonder if we ought to get the Jeopardy theme for up here while we're waiting for the umpire at home plate to decide stuff.
Yeah, you got that. That's a great point.
And next is taken outside for a ball, and it's 3-1. Swung out and missed.
Ooh, good heat there by Braden. You know, thus far, when he comes with that good, lively fastball, they can't catch up to it.
That's the next pitch. Just missed that one.
The Brenham faithful's not real happy. but I can tell you, I'm yeah, right
me,
here.
Me too. And
both have it. You know,
he didn't miss it by much, but yeah,
it was close, but it was off.
And that one inside, and this ball 4 to Navarre. And so now the Bears have something going. And time is called as Austin wants to go out and have a word with his pitcher.
You know, the one thing you and I talked about is, you know, early in the game here, you don't want to fall, you don't want the Cubs to fall behind. And you're getting behind in a game when you really want to win so bad, you know, you can get yourself in a bad frame of mind real quick.
Yeah.
And they've got a couple of lefties in the lineup.
Runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the top of the second. And then he pulls the bat back and takes ball 1.
I don't know why the Brenham fans couldn't see that. It did cross the white part of the bat, right-handed hitter's batting box. So,
man, a little dribbler foul back behind the plate.
Here we go again, Doug. I'll keep bringing it up all the time. The reason he didn't get the bunt down, the bat wasn't out in front of the plate. If you're going to get that bunt down, get the bat out in front of the plate. But we'll take the strike.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep doing that.
Goes away, bunt pulls the bat back, and he will take a ball. Goss ready. And squares away to bunt, and that's going to go.
Boy, that was
foul.
Almost brutal. Good thing that thing rolled out of bounds.
And now you would think with this part of the count is for this part of the count with it being 2-2 that they're going to let him swing away at this one.
Doug, Texas down there in a real state of mind. He got his hand on his chin.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking real hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
In there. Four. Strike three called. That is a big strikeout.
Big strikeout.
And it's also out number one.
That's the big point. Got an out.
And now they'll bring Will McKenzie.
Shortstop.
Goss needed that one. Now if he can get a double play ball, even better here as Will McKenzie comes up to the plate. And pitch is taken for a ball outside. It's 1-0.
The Montgomery coach is over in the third base box thinking, why did he not get the butt down?
But
big strikeout there for Braden, though.
That one sent high fly ball. Already makes the catch, and the runner will tag and move up. Or did that drop it? Did it drop in, or did he catch it? Okay.
Now batting number two, Keelan.
It must have dropped in because they're letting him stay at first. Or actually, no, that's right.
No, that's right.
It was okay.
Right about first and second.
Okay. And now Keelan Carr.
What I did do is, I love the Brenham boys, you know, with the appeal of second, but he tagged properly. I was watching that. I want to make sure we don't miss anything.
Yeah. And so Carr with the batter now with the runners at the corners, two outs. Goss got a chance to get out of the inning.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, strike called.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the strike, and, you know, finally.
And next pitch coming. There, runner back in, not really leaning very far. No balls, one strike, two outs here. We're in the top of the second. And high and outside again, and it's 2-1.
That was that curve again by Braden. He just keeping that curveball up a little bit, get it down, and he can be really effective this evening.
He certainly could. Fastball looked pretty good from up here.
According to the umpire, we're going to have to say, I guess it was a little high.
Mm-hmm. So 2-1 now with two outs on Carver. That one foul away. We'll make it 2-2.
Here we go.
check in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch. And that one is a high foul ball. Benke gave up, went over, gave it a look. Not anywhere close to being in play. And it holds the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And 2 outs. That one popped out again, and that'll be, of course, crashes on the awning here.
The wake-up call.
Yep.
Hey, if it wasn't the metal roof, it wouldn't be Fireman's
Place. Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's okay.
And that one's going to be sent out to center. Corey charging.
Gonna hurt. Oh, my
drop
gosh.
In for a hit. Runner going to third. Throw from Corey. He's safe. And it's an RBI single for Carver to make it 1-0 Montgomery. As Hyatt comes in to score. And Thomas called.
Now, for Bears, before Greg Cox, the catcher.
I'll tell you what, Bear didn't get his best jump on that fly ball.
And that one outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Make a play right here.
Foul tip.
What is it, Doug? They got at least 5 left-handed batters?
Something
right?
Like that. It's a, they're loading up on them tonight. And that one's a hit and run, and that is going to bring home a run.
You got it, guys. Here we go.
And now with it.
All right, let's get it out, guys.
We're getting a conference
coach.
And to it, the designated hitter.
And it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner.
That's number 15, okay. Jake Hutchinson.
And that's going to bring a visit to the mound from coach to try to settle everybody down.
I have to say it again, Doug. What a beautiful natural turf ballpark.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, this is textbook.
Yeah. Does Coach Long like to call it the Wrigley Field of Central Texas baseball?
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
And now that's going to bring up Cam Cluett.
You mentioned Wrigley, Fenway Park. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Baseball at its finest.
Yep. And Carver at third. And who'd you say the courtesy runner was?
Good hit.
Or do we, as Cam Cluett bats here.
And pitch off the mark just a little. I thought it wasn't a bad pitch.
Inside, 2-0. Goss trying to get through this inning. Two runs are in. It's 2-0 Montgomery.
You definitely do not want to give up another run here.
No. Just get one more out and get out of this inning.
There you go.
Yeah, strike call, and it's 2-1.
I was going to call it, Doug. Hit and run.
And they get to the pitcher. Goss fires to first.
Oh my gosh.
That's going to get one run home, and that's going to get another run home. And all the way to third goes Kluwit.
And he had plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a three-base error. And two unearned runs coming across there. And that now makes it 4-0. And next pitch to Richardson is a ball. It's 1-0. And down low ball.
Finally got a Cub going to the bullpen.
Yep.
I'll get that number. It's 25. It's Brady Bunker.
Mm-hmm.
No more, guys.
And outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
I think it's 3-0.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
It was. Okay, you were right. The scoreboard was a pitch behind, so that's a block to Richardson. And that'll put runners at the corners now for Wyatt Kluwit, the pitcher.
Going back, Doug, on Kluwit batting, I started to bring it up. I wish I would have. I'm looking. You got your leadoff batter batting. You know, why not try hit and run if it's a pitch off the strike zone? You still get your leadoff hitter coming back up the next inning. But here he hits the ball, and all those runs score.
And it's runners at the corners, and the next pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 1-0.
I think we need to get the heat up in the bullpen.
Yeah. And that one going to be sent out to left, backtracking
Mills
route. And it's up against the wall. That's going to get a run. That's going to be a two-run double for Wyatt Kluwit. And that is going to bring
Coach back.
And that might be it for Goss. It's now 6-0. And we are going to have a pitching change.
There is a change.
And so with a pitching change, we're going to take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Ah. And back we go, and it has been a six-run inning for Montgomery, and they've taken a 6-0 lead over the Brenham Cubs. And so the starting pitcher, Braden Goss, is out, and Brady Bunker has come in to try to settle things down in here. And meanwhile, we'll go ahead and check on the Cubettes tonight as they're taking on Magnolia over at Alumni Field. And right now, the Cubettes have a 1-0 lead. And it's an RBI single from Avery Mallard that scored Sarah Mabee. So right now, bottom of the second inning, Cubettes leading 1-0.
There we go. Good job.
Over there.
Good job.
And they're starting the second half of their district tonight. As now Chase Hyatt, the batter.
Crucial game for the Cubettes.
Yeah.
From the standpoint that we kind of gave one away.
Yeah.
Down in Magnolia.
And with Bunker pitching now, a pitching change sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613 in Brenham. And the pitch to Hyatt is a ball. It's 1-0. Hyatt singled and scored. And he's actually the starter because Montgomery has batted around this inning, so he's actually the 10th batter of this inning. 1-0 pitch from Bunker. Foul away. And it's 1-1.
We just hope he doesn't repeat his first at bat.
Yeah. And that one sent out to left field, round over.
Yep.
And that's going to drop in for a hit. And it is going to be back-to-back doubles as Wyatt goes into second base. And that makes it now 7-0 in favor of Montgomery.
Fifth this inning. Am I correct?
Let me see. Yep, fifth. Five hits to go along with a walk and two walks and an error.
And I tell you what, the back-to-back doubles have just been go with the pitch, and they went to the opposite field with them.
And that last one, that'll be charged to Goss as well. So, but now with Hyatt, since he was the first batter that Bunker faced, he will be Bunker's responsibility. And pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 2-0.
We got to throw strikes. Let's go.
That's the other thing, too.
Right now, you just throw strikes.
It's amazing how it changed inning because everything looks so good after that first inning, but it's all snowballed here in the second. 2-0 pitch, and that one is going to be fouled away.
Yes.
Taking four strike in, it's 2-2.
And I can assure you, if he wouldn't have called that one a strike, you'd have heard from me.
Oh, yeah.
That one was right there. All right, guys, let's get this guy and regroup. Got him.
And nope.
Must have been a little in.
It must be in. Also in Burton tonight, they just ended the first inning in Fayetteville, leading the Burton Panthers 1-0 there.
Oh, they're on that two in the same week also, right?
Yeah, they're doing, yeah. Yeah, pitch foul back.
Fayetteville's another one of those programs, Doug.
Yeah.
Don't give them a whole lot of breathing room.
Oh, no. They were state finalists last year.
Yeah.
They made it all the way to the title game last year. And pitches outside, ball four.
Go talk to him.
And Navarro will talk. He will head on down to first. And brings up Stratton Dyer now.
That's the second walk to Navarro. Okay, guys.
Now batting number 21, Stratton Dyer, the third baseman.
Play at any base, not home plate, but any base. Just make a play. Mm-hmm.
And squared away the bunt, pulls the bat back. And he'll take ball one. Seven runs have come across this inning for Montgomery. And Dyer swings and misses. One ball, one strike. Time called by the umpire, ushering the Montgomery players, making sure they stay behind the fence in the dugout there. And the 1-1 swung out and missed, 1-2. And the runners took off. Hyatt into third, Navarre into second.
Pretty effective double steal. You know, that's why we got to get the batter now.
So far, seven straight batters have reached in this inning for Montgomery. And pitch foul away. And all that seven straight coming with two outs in the inning.
That's it.
They always say the third out is the hardest one to get.
The third out is tough. But you know what, Doug? That goes back forever. More runs are scored with two outs than any other time in any ball game.
And strike three call, the inning is mercifully over. But in that inning, seven runs coming across on five hits. There were two walks and an error. And we go to the bottom of the seventh, and it is Montgomery leading the Brenham Cubs 7-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader. Striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And we return to action here, and for the Cubs, it's going to be Luke Hardy, followed by Landry Mendoza and then Grady G against Wyatt Kluet. And Kluet's first pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. It just hit the inside corner. Hardy, freshman right fielder. And he swings and drives this one out to left field. And over in making the grab is the left fielder, Grant Richardson, for out number one.
I tell you what, I thought that thing had a chance of dropping, Doug, but that left fielder got an excellent jump on the ball.
And now Landry Mendoza, the batter.
Landry Mendoza.
And pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Foul away, and it's 1-1. Swung out and missed, and it's 1-2 on Mendoza. And outside, 2-2.
Good eye there by Landry. Came with a curveball that, you know, went out of the strike zone. Good eye.
And this one, a chopper foul up the third base side. The third baseman there, Stratton Dyer, gave a pretty good chase, but just couldn't come up with it. To Mendoza, foul away again over toward the Cub dugout. Here at Fireman's Park, Cubs in the third base dugout, Bears in the first base dugout. Pitch foul away.
Good job by Landry, hanging in there.
Yeah, that one ground ball to shortstop. And they will fire on to first and get Mendoza by a step. And it's two down now.
Landry made it close.
That's Will McKenzie, the shortstop over there for the Montgomery Bears. That will bring up Grady D, the designated hitter. And that one taking a pie for a ball. It's 1-0. And pitch is foul. Oh, foul tipped in. It's 1-1. Or 1-2, rather.
There we go.
It's that one, and that'll be a base hit. Two-out single for Grady G, and that might be the start of something. And that'll bring up Tanner Reese, the catcher.
Maybe we can return the favor now.
Yeah.
With two outs.
Tanner Reese, the catcher.
I'll tell you what, Grady got a pitch that he wanted. He kind of hung that curveball a little bit and just was real patient and drove it to left field.
And pitches inside of Paul. 1-0 count on Reese. And next pitch.
There you go.
Taking for a ball, and it's 2-0 now.
Okay, Tanner, be patient now.
And that one foul tip at the plate, and it's 2-1. And that one ground ball, and that is going to scoot on through for a base hit. And just like that, the Cubs have a couple of base runners. And that'll bring up Caleb Maurer.
And hitting number 10, Caleb Morley, first base.
Nice effort there by Will McKenzie, but...
Yeah, we're going to get a runner here for Tanner Reeves.
Is that Austin?
I can't tell from here.
I thought I saw six, and I wanted to make
it
sure.
It looks like him.
Yeah, I think it's Austin Mauer.
Okay, so Austin Mauer running for the catcher, Tanner Reese. Caleb Mauer batting. And takes for a ball. Oh, we call that a strike?
We can't get ahead of ourselves with this.
Foul tip ends quickly 0-2 on Mauer.
Okay, Caleb, be patient here now. Just get your pitch and drive it.
He's got Grady G at second base. Brother Austin Mauer at first. Next pitch taken for a ball.
I think he came with high fastball trying to get Caleb to go for a pitch out of the strike zone, but good eye.
And time is called. Caleb going to step out on him.
That ant's a long way from the ground, Doug.
Yeah. I was just noticing that ant.
Yep.
Strike three called. Now we're caught looking for out number three. And no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played through two. No score here at Fire. I wish it was no score. 7-0. 7-0, Montgomery leading the Cubs. And we're moving on to the third inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eaten good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And on we go to the top half of the third inning, and it'll be the bottom three of the Montgomery batting order. Will McKenzie, Kylan Carver, and Drake Cox batting. And Will McKenzie to bat. Brady Bunker on the hill for the Cubs. And first pitch is taken up high for a ball. McKenzie flew out to right his first time up. Next pitch, down low for... And it's 2-0.
I was hoping he was going to raise that right
hand,
me but
too.
It didn't happen.
That one I'm going to welcome the delay. And that one's going to be sent out to center field. Going to drop in for a base hit. Coring over to get it back in. And Kylan Carver now will bat.
Now, plate number two, Kylan Carver, the center fielder.
My count right? six hits?
Let's see here. Yep, six hits. And that one is up and in for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Is that popcorn?
That's what I smell.
I believe it. My goodness.
And runner going, throw down.
Airmailed it.
Yep, launched it into center field, did Reese. And that'll get the runner over to third. Be a stolen base and then an E2. Second error of the game committed by the Cubs.
And the unfortunate part of that is the other error created some issues.
Yep. And next pitch. Taken for a ball, and it's 2-1 now. Well, that one down low ball is 3-1.
Don't need to give up this batter.
3-1 pitch.
There it is. Oh, my goodness.
Where was that? That looked pretty good from up here.
Oh, my goodness.
Another walk here. That'll put two runners on and nobody out. He's looking to see if they're going to get any movement out of the dugout. Not as of yet. As Drake Cox comes to the plate. Throw over and threw the ball away again, and that's going to allow the run. He's looking at coming home, and the now he's going to hold up a third.
Thought about it, didn't he?
Yep. And that'll be an E1.
We need to make sure we get a sure out here somewhere.
And that one back up the middle, cut off by Finke, but the runner's safe at first. But luckily, no runs came across there. So we got nobody out. And it's now eight to nothing. McKenzie scored, so it's 8-0. And so you got Carver at third and you got Cox at first. So 8-0 Montgomery, and now you gotta worry about getting run ruled. And swung on a miss, it's 0-1.
Yeah, we needed that. Need that strike.
And next pitch inside for a ball. 1-1 count.
Come on, tell you what, Doug, you're getting close to 3-4, and that's three hits right there.
Yeah. And that one's going to be sent out to right center. And caught, and it's going to be a sack fly as the run comes home to score. Sack fly by Cluett. Scoring is Carver to make it now 9-0. And
we got an out.
Yeah, and that's going to bring up Grant Richardson.
Richardson walked his last at bat.
Runner at first, one
and that
down.
Torturous second.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
That one down the line, fair ball. That'll kick into the corner. Runner coming to third, and the throw is high, and he's in there. That's a double for Richardson. Going to bring up Wyatt Cluett. As a pitcher, I got to imagine he likes that, with being able to go out there with this much
support.
Yeah,
you know what Cluett's thinking right now? I'm going to hit the ball somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And Cluett
fouls that one away. Going to be a pop into shallow left.
And didn't catch it.
Nope. And it's going to bring another run home. Scoring is going to be Cox.
We're going to almost have to go base hit, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. Richardson goes to third. And as the throw was coming in, Cluett went to second.
Yeah, that's one thing about Cluett. He stays out on the field.
Yep.
No pinch run.
That'll make it 10-0 now.
No more. We cannot give up any more.
And pitches a ball. It's 1-0 to Hyatt. Hyatt's been on base twice.
Single, double.
Mm-hmm. He's also got an RBI and a run scored. And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-0.
There it is.
And pitch taken for a strike.
That was a nice pitch there, knee high on that outside corner.
And that one is inside for a ball, and it's 3-1 now. By the way, checking in on the Cubs in the top of the fourth, and Cubs leading Magnolia 2-1 there.
Oh. Gonna have another barn burner over there. Huh?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
And that one is gonna drop. That's gonna get two home. And that's gonna make it now 12-0, a two-run single by Hyatt. And Coach will be making his way out to the mound. And that'll be it for Bunker. And so with another pitching change, we'll take a break and be back. We're in the top of the third. Montgomery leading this one 12-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And back we go here. We've got a new pitcher for the Cubs. And who they brought in, Tommy?
Preston Lee.
Preston Lee to try to stop the bleeding here. And this pitch to change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on the insurance. Has been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613. Yeah, next pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Here we go. That's what we need.
Bryce Navarre, the batter. He's walked twice. That's still just one out in the inning. This one, a high fly ball back. And making the grab, I think that was Coring that made the grab.
It was Coring, yes.
And it's a two away now. And Stratton Dyer, the batter.
Finally kept Navarre off the bases. He had previously walked twice.
And pitch foul away, and it's 0-1. Yeah, that one, a foul ball.
All right.
0-2 count.
Head of the count. 0-2.
I'll just get one more out. Get out of this inning.
Put this thing in the books. You know, get this batter out and let's. Oh, yes.
And strike three call, and the inning is over, but not before Montgomery puts up another five runs, and they lead it 12-0. And we'll head to the bottom of the third inning. It's our home run inning. We got $40 worth of gasoline at stake. If a Cub hits a home run or a rack of ribs, if they hit a triple, a double. And we'll be back with a home run inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop, Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Time for the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And let's see if we can have ourselves a $40 gasoline winner. And, Tommy, who do we have first up?
I'll tell you what, no better way to start it out with a former Cub, Craig Balseret.
All righty, Craig. And pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. Craig, of course, is part of those great Balseret family. Several of their family members played here for the Cubs.
Had a few ball players in that family.
Yep. And pitch inside for a ball. It's 1-1.
Older brother, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Nephew.
Pitch foul away.
And I had a blank on the first name here, but everybody knows who I'm talking about. Did a good job on one of Coach Long's teams.
Yeah. Not to mention Jason Balseret and most recently Blaine Balseret.
That's right. Forgot those. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Jason, another one of the good catchers to come through Pareto. Of course, Craig, one of the good ones.
And next pitch is a ball. And it's 3-2 now on Brady Rao here. As we said, if it comes, it's a home run or double, home run into $40 worth of gas. Double or triple, it's a rack of ribs. And foul up the third baseline. Three balls and two strikes on Brady Rao. And after Rao, it'll be Owen Finke and then Barrett Coring. Cubs got a lot of ground to make up, trailing it here 12-0 in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, you mentioned Blaine did a really good job pitching for the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of that came from his father being a catcher.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he gave him a lot of good pointers.
And that one, a fly ball out to left. Left fielder giving chase.
Please don't tell me he caught that.
No, I don't think. I think it's a foul ball. Give it a good run, though.
I'll tell you what, that left fielder ran a long way.
Yeah, here at Fireman's, it's definitely a lot of foul territory that they have to cover.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Brady is ready to get back in the box. You know, the catcher said it. Hey, my guys aren't in position yet, so. There we go.
And ball four. Rao works the walk off of Pruitt, and they'll put him aboard, and that'll bring up Owen Finke now. And Owen hitting four.
Is that Jason? Is that Berg?
Jason Von Rosenberg.
Von Rosenberg, that's it. Now I see it. Now I see the Vaughn. There we go.
And Finke swings and misses 0-1. And also don't forget, over at Buccaneer, they are your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit galachis. As Finke waits for the next pitch, runner going. And throw down, and Rao is in there easily with a stolen base.
Hey, good job there by Coach Wheaton trying to get something going here, make him throw the ball around a little bit.
Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the third. And that one's going to be fouled away. No balls, two strikes, runner at second base. Long look in by the pitcher. And that one is going to be foul. Umpire right on top of it there. No ball, two strikes. Montgomery with 7 runs in the second inning and 5 runs in the third inning.
You know, Doug, you brought a point there. We got to give Blue credit. He got over there and got on that ball.
Yep.
I mean, wasn't in our favor. But.
No.
Just make the right call.
Yeah, that's all we ask.
Just make the right call.
Foul away once again by Pinky.
He's definitely making Clue at work.
Oh, 2 pitch coming. Outside of ball, and it's 1-2 now.
Look, came a curveball, tried to break it off that outside corner, broke a little bit farther out.
One ball, 2 strikes. We're in the bottom of the third. And no, you're not mistaken, although for the Cubs, it may not be Halloween, but it's been a nightmare losing 12 to nothing here at Fireman's Park in the bottom of the third. And this one hit off the pitcher and throw to first. They do get the out, but on the play, moving over to third base is Rao.
Base running there by Brady.
And sending down the rim, Barrett Gordon. So one out and one on. Corey can put it in play here. Chance for the Cubs to get a run on the board. And delayed strike, and the Brenham folks not liking that one.
Well, just be patient, Barrett.
Yep.
I thought it was coming.
Yep.
I thought it was coming.
Don't 0-2 count.
Broke that curveball on that outside corner.
And time call. And Corey swings and misses. He's down on strikes. And that is 2 away now. And that'll bring up Drake Benke. And Drake's going to be hitting 4.
Teresa Kamich.
Teresa, you are next up.
Number 22, Drake Benke, the first baseman.
Oh, and also don't want to forget Nathan's Barbecue. You can get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, stuffed baked potatoes, barbecue sandwiches, and your choice of toppings on those baked potatoes. And don't forget their motto.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street, Brenham, a proud supporter of area sports.
Missed it again today, Doug.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that one over to short. Shortstop bobbled the ball. Got a chance on the first. And yep, still got him. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on. We played through 3. And the winner tonight, so our next broadcast, which will be Tuesday night, we'll bump it up to $50, and we keep going until we get our next winner in the Buccaneer Food Store home run inning. And it's 12 to nothing. Montgomery in the lead here. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And as we come back here, Preston Lee out on the hill, and he'll be looking at Will McKenzie, Kylan Carver, and Drake Cox. Cubs trying to, his first pitch taken for a ball, trying to get back into this one. And next pitch taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. Foul tip into the mitt. And it's 1-2. And pitch taken for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And outside for a ball, 3-2, a full count now on McKenzie. McKenzie walked and scored his last time up. Pitch from Preston Lee, popped up, and they're going to watch it go foul. Full count, 3-2. And that one is going to be in the left field base hit. And so McKenzie two for three. And then we have Kylan Carver.
Next up to the plate, number two, Kylan Carver.
Tell you what, we need a double play in the world's worst way.
Yeah. Don't need to let Montgomery put another crooked number on the board.
No, we don't need any more numbers up there. There it is.
Yeah, strike called on one count.
I think I'm going to start calling balls and strikes now.
Yeah. Runner at first, nobody out here in the top of the fourth. And a pie for a ball.
Let's go, Preston. Just throw strikes.
Check of the base runner. And Lee will bring it. Swing and miss. Good curveball in there. It is 1-2.
Really, really good curveball.
And that one, a high pop. Pitcher calling for it and hauling it in. It's going to be Lee for out number one. Normally, you're not.
I'm good with that one. I was good with that one. That was that little short one there.
Because normally they always say don't let the pitcher make the try to catch the pop-ups, but in that case, he probably had the best view of anybody.
You are a great point. He had the best shot at that one.
Yeah, so that'll bring up Trey Cox, the catcher. And pitch to him is taken for a ball. It's 1-0.
I thought it wasn't bad.
Roll over, runner not hanging very far off the bag. And that one sent out to center. Coring makes the grab for out number two.
Hey, good. Here we go.
And I'm going to bring us back to the top of the Montgomery batting order with a designated hitter, Cam Kluet.
Kluet with sacrifice RBIs last at bat.
Cam Kluet, designated hitter.
With the two outs, runner aboard. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch taken for a ball. 2-0.
All right, Preston, work on this guy. We're getting to that part of the order again.
Yeah, where we don't want to be at. Swung and a miss, good pitch, and it's 2-1 now.
That was a good lively fastball there by Preston.
One pitch to the ball, 3-1 count now. Foul away. That'll hold it at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, a full count.
Let's get this guy in.
And outside ball four. He walked him.
Next up to the plate, number 1, Brent Richardson, the left fielder.
And so
Richardson with a double his last at bat.
And also a single and scored 2 runs.
Yeah.
And pops that one foul. It's 0-1. Base runners taking the leads. Check on them.
There it
one
is
a strike call, 0-2. And demo ball.
A good stop there by Tanner Reese.
And the 1-2 pitch.
Did he get it?
I don't know. He didn't. That's going to bring home two, and he's going to streak into third base. And the throw got away and into the dugout, and he's going to circle the bases.
Good try there by Barrett Corey.
It's be a triple run, three RBIs, and the run came on an error.
Is that score right?
15 to nothing. Yeah, I would love to say no, but this.
Oh my gosh!
And still two outs in the inning. Wyatt Clue with the batter, and takes the ball 1-0. It's like you see this, and it's like, how are these guys 0-5 team in district?
Yeah.
With the way they have been hitting tonight. Unless they've just had all difficult opponents the first couple of weeks like we have.
Wow.
And pitches a ball. It's 1-1. Yeah, strike called.
Clut hadn't done us any favors either.
No, he hasn't. And that one knocked down
go. Good
by
stop.
Lee. Throw to first, and the inning is over. But not before they put up three more runs on the board. And we go to the bottom of the fourth, leading. It is Montgomery leading the Brenham Cubs 15 to nothing. And it's time now for our Mattress Guys inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Malou Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused to create a, or infused with gel to create a cool sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store on Highway 36 south of the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family for a season. If you want a pillow the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And we'll be back with the bottom half of the inning. After this time, let's just hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
All who need you, volunteer at Casa for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And as we come back to action here, Cubs trailing this one 15 to nothing, and now Magnolia has come back on the Cubettes. And in the fifth inning, Magnolia leads that one 4-3.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get a win over there.
And that one, a high pop off the bat. And that was off the bat of Luke Hardy.
Yeah.
And caught for out number one. And that'll bring up Landry Mendoza, the batter. And it's also time to send in for our Whataburger recap. As soon as I can find that. As Mendoza takes outside. And Mendoza smacks this one in the center for a base hit. And Landry is on with the fourth Cub hit of the game. And that'll bring up Grady G.
Hey, we got a base runner.
Yep.
Oh.
There we go. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Jason.
Oh, my gosh.
Played by the third baseman.
Wow.
On the line drive, and that's two away. And bring up Tanner Reese. And let you know this recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Well, the game was close for about an inning, and since then it has been all Montgomery. Throw back over to first, and Montgomery got it going with 7 runs in the top of the second inning, and then they would tack on 5 more runs in the third and 3 more in the fourth, and that's where we stand right now. Cubs have managed just 4 hits, all of them singles in the game, and they're on their third pitcher of the game, and that one is that caught? Or
yes, he got it.
The left fielder caught it, and that is going to retire the side. And so in the inning, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left on. And we will move along to the top of the 5th inning. Cubs trailing 15-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And back we go here as we continue. And got a note from our good buddy Larry Moreno, the Balsrick we couldn't think of a while ago, that played for Coach Chance Balsrick.
Now repeat that.
A while ago when we were talking about the Balsrick family, yes. The one we couldn't think of that played for Coach Chance Balsrick.
That's it, Chance. Thank you, Larry.
2010 state championship team, and also played for the Aggies as well.
Played for the Aggies. Thank you, Larry.
And here we go. We're in the top half of the 5th inning. And Preston Lee out on the hill trying to get to the bottom of this inning. And
I tell you what, Doug, going back to our part of the 4th, you know, Grady G hit the ball on the nose. Third baseman just makes, you know, a highlight reel catch at third.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tanner Reese, you know, hits a line drive and left fielder's coming in and just makes an outstanding catch. I mean, all hit really well. And, you know, that sometimes that's what happens when you're snake bit.
Yep. And pitch is fouled away by Chase Hyatt. It'll be Chase Hyatt, Bryce Navarre, and Stratton Dyer to bat here against Lee. And next pitch coming in there for a strike, and it's 0-2.
I'm reading that all the way, too. Hyatt only has 3 hits, correct?
Yeah, only 3 hits.
Maybe 4.
Yep, 4 for 4 as he sends that one back up the middle. 4 hits to go along with 3 RBIs and the run scored as well. And that'll bring up Bryce Navarre.
But again, Doug, this evening, one of our downfalls again is the 4 errors.
Yes.
I think I'm right on that. Am I correct?
Yes. And next pitch, taken for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Oh. when you make four errors, they're going to normally score runs.
Oh, yeah. Two and oh count. And outside throw down the first.
Throw just a little off the mark.
Throw
would have been there. I tell you what, that would have been close.
3-0 count now on Navarre. And ball four. And so that'll put two runners aboard now for Stratton Dyer.
It's the third time Navarre's walked.
And Dyer comes up. He's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts.
We could use one of those right now.
Yes, we could. Next pitch taken for a ball. And it's 1-0. And that one sent out to left field. Rao with the grab. Four out, number one. And now that'll bring up Will McKenzie.
Number six, Will McKenzie, the shortstop.
How are we having ants in this press box when we're about 30, 40 feet off the ground? And that is going to be a base hit, and that'll load them up.
Third hit from McKenzie.
Yep. And Kylan Carver, the batter now. He's one for two, but he's got a single and a walk.
Yeah, he's single and a walk, so. Okay, we got to play at any base. Make sure we get an out here. A double play would be ideal.
And next pitch out. Oh, he got a strike call there. Finally, something went right for us. And that one, ground ball to third. Maurer throws to first and gets the out. And on the play, another run comes in. Hyatt scores. That'll make it 16-0. And now Drake Cox, the batter.
Cox 1 for 3, single, got on an error and fly to center field.
And that one inside for a ball. 1-0.
Now batting number four, Drake Cox, the catcher.
Not a base hit here.
No. And pitches the ball, 2-0. Yeah,
two.
And that is a strike call.
There we go.
And that one is going to drop in for a hit. That's going to score two more. Throw is offline, and that's going to make it 18-0 now. Two-run single for Cox.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to run for Cox.
Yep.
That's number 15, Jake Hutchinson.
Hutchinson to run. And now back to the top of the order with Cam Kluwit.
Designated hitter.
Foul away, and it's 0-1.
And you have to give Montgomery credit, Doug. Every time they had runners in scoring position, they took advantage of it, and just good base hits.
And hit him.
Ow.
Or did it hit the bat?
Yeah, it did. I thought it hit his hand, and I went, oh, my gosh, don't want to see that. But it still would be a strike.
So, yeah, it hit the bat, so 0-2. And fouled away.
I'm glad that wasn't one of those that had eyes down that right field line.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pitch fouled away.
Turn on that one.
And that one, ground ball is short. Vicky got through. And the runners are going to be safe everywhere. Kind of a weird bounce on there. And it's a clue it reaches. And that'll bring up Grant Richardson.
Richardson struck out, walk, double, single.
Foul back, and it's 0-1.
Let's get it out here, guys.
Just anywhere.
Anywhere. I mean, we're going to have to get eight.
No, nine to stay in the game.
Nine to stay in the game.
Yeah. And that one
thanks
fouled out.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. It has happened, but that's a tall task.
Yeah. Yeah, strike three call. That might have been a mercy call there.
Yeah, I believe.
And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and the run rule is into effect as Montgomery leads the Cubs 18-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And Wyatt Cluett on the hill. He is 3 outs away from securing a win for Montgomery. And for the Cubs, in the bottom half of the fifth inning here, they've got Caleb Maurer, Brady Rau, and Owen Finke. Tall order here with Montgomery leading 18-0.
We need to bat around a couple of times.
Yeah. Some good news, though, over at Alumni Field. Cubettes have retaken the lead 5-4 in the sixth inning over Magnolia there. So, knock on wood, hopefully they can keep that going and get themselves a win. And pitch foul away. One ball, one strikeout, Maurer. And pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-1. And that's a strike call, 2-2 now on Maurer.
I'll tell you, that was a pretty good pitch. I'm not in the batter's box, but.
And swung on a miss, Maurer down on strikes, and that's one away. And that'll bring up Brady Rao. Rao walked his first time up. And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0.
Walks fine, Brady.
And that one, another great play by the third baseman, throw to first. And Ralph beats it out. We're going to give him an infield hit on that.
No. He earned that one.
Yes, he did.
I mean, the third baseman doesn't stop the ball or get a glove on it. It's a double.
Yeah. And now that's going to bring up Owen Finke. And Finke, this one's going to be a fair ball. They're going to go to second for one, and they get the lead out.
Got that.
Finke will reach on the fielder's choice. Rao is erased 5-4 for out number two. As the Cubs down to their final out here, it's going to be Barrett Coring the batter. Coring 1-for-2 with a single. And outside for a ball, it's 1-0. Swung and missed, 1-1. And that one is a high pop. First baseman giving chase, and he's going to run out of room as that one goes over the fence and foul. One ball and two strikes. And a pie for a ball, 2-2.
Just be patient.
And foul tip, 2-2. Strike three, and that'll do it. Final score, 18-0. Montgomery wins it over the Cubs. And this broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next. Postgame made possible by Kajura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. Will be back with the post game after these words from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
And we return now to Fireman's Park. Welcome to the Brenham Cup postgame show. And another tough loss here tonight for the Cubs as they fall to Montgomery 18-0. Something I knew there was a possibility Montgomery might win, but I don't think anybody saw something like this, Kevin.
No, not in our wildest dreams did we think it was going to be 18-0.
And we're going to welcome in
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A 25-year prison term is what the judge in New York.
Okay, we're back now, and we've got Coach Chase Wheaton going joining us here now. And, Coach, that was a rough one out there tonight.
Yeah, I don't believe I've had my butt kicked like that before. So a very, very humbling experience.
Yeah, and coming in here coming into the series, both of you, you guys in Montgomery were looking for your first wins of the season, and tonight they didn't play like a team that only had one district win.
Well, you saw them get seven runs with two outs, had an opportunity to get off the field, misread a ball in the outfield, and then threw one away, and it starts unraveling. You give a good team that can swing it a little bit. It was physical guys, some extra outs, and they made us pay, and it was uphill from the get-go. The game gets really easy, and, the rest of that one is not a lot to say.
Of course, you do got a lot. This is a young team, and is it just a case of growing pains right now?
We got to be better on the mound. I think 13 of the first 20 hitters gotten a 2-0, 2-1, 3-1 count. So the stuff's not good enough right now to get the swing and miss and climb back into at bat. So it gets easy to hit when you're falling behind the count. And I don't know how many hits they had tonight, but they found a whole lot of barrels. And defensively, just not playing very confident, letting it eat us up a little bit. And not as bad as it seems. Obviously, we're not a team that that, like I heard you guys just say it, I never thought we'd get beat 18 to nothing, especially by that group right there. But it's a cruel game, and we've been on the other side of it once this year. And, you know, we took a dose of that, the flip side of it tonight.
And now you move on to next week in district. Another week, another team, and you got Brian Rutter next week for two. And what can you tell us about them?
You know, obviously, I think we match up well on the mound. You know, they're a team searching for their first district win, just like we are. So we got to find a way to go get two and climb back into this thing.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us, and we'll be back with the more of the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And wasn't a lot to pick up on due to the lopsided nature of this one. But we were able to point out one young man who did reach base twice, and he was the only one on the team that did. Brady Rao with a walk and a single. And
made a couple of nice plays in left field also.
He certainly did. And so we're going to go with Brady Rao for our star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden, State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for your State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive to the game, Tommy.
I tell you what, we're going to go with a young man named Grady G. His first at bat, he got a good hard line drive base hit. And believe it or not, his second at bat, he came up and hit another shot down the third base line. And the third baseman makes a highlight reel catch. Mm-hmm. On him, and, you know, there you go. So, but anyway, yeah. Grady G, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. And back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And as we come back here one more time, your final score, Montgomery beats the Brenham Cubs 18-0. Now, we do have one good report over at Alumni Field. The Brenham Cubettes leading the Magnolia Lady Bulldogs 8-5. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning over there. Sarah maybe just hit a home run. And so fingers crossed, hopefully the Cubettes hold on there and can get themselves a victory.
Yeah, get them back on the winning ways again. Going back to our Cub game, Doug, I want to reiterate what Coach Wheaton talked about is we've got to get a little bit better pitching.
Mm-hmm.
When you get behind 2-0, 2-1, it doesn't matter. You're normally going to have to come and groove a pitch and say it like you want. I mean, yeah. It is. You're going to have to come back and throw a good strike. And as good as these Montgomery hitters handle the bat,
yeah. You
know, they got that pitch and they drove the ball. The other thing of it is, I'm going to say it one more time, you make 5 errors in a ball game, 99 times out of 100, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
So we got to play better defense. And, you know, we got to get our pitchers in a situation where we throw strikes.
We certainly do. And that's going to do it for us tonight. Want to thank our sponsors who, of course, make our broadcast possible. Thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter weekend. And we'll be back with you Tuesday night. And so stay tuned here right here on KWHI. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, it's Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.